There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, away we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here. And a quick reminder, get in touch with the show. Pretty easy. 343-251-343-0106. 343-0106 gets you through on a phone call or a text to the very popular text line. In addition, if you have the FM Talk 106.5 app, you can use that to send us a talk back message. You'll see the microphone icon on the bottom of the front page. Let you press that, record, and blink. That's the noise it makes. Blink. It sends an email here, and I can play it back on there. But we'll talk about more of that in just a little bit. Get started on this Wednesday edition of the show with my friend. You read his work in The Tennessean. You watch The Ballad of Davy Crockett. You listen to the music of Wasted Bacon. And you also listen to him do a fantastic job pinch hitting for me last week on this very show. The crowd goes wild for our man Cameron Smith. And a roll tide to you, sir. Did we not press the right button? Okay, there we go. And a roll tide to you.
And a roll tide back. It was fantastic joining your audience, and they were fantastic as usual. Wonderful folks, and it was a lot of fun.
Why do you have to? You're so the niceties, man. It must have been. Yeah.
I'm telling you. I mean, I'm a water person at heart, and you know, I'm just trying to find my way permanently down to Lower Alabama. It's just taking a while.
I don't know if the flounder population could take now when November comes. Y'all can't retain them, but you and the boys are, you know, roughed up the flounder population a couple weeks ago, so I don't know if we want you here full time.
Man, we got all of everything. I mean, my favorite was the boys, who I affectionately call the Beast, caught all manner of things in their cast net. This was the great new discovery. But then there was a flotilla of jellyfish that they caught and decided that they should booby trap the sandy pathways by digging a hole, filling it with jellyfish, and lightly covering it with sand. And, you know, endless entertainment with the cast net. So, I mean, it was great.
There is hope for a new generation because of the Beast. They're doing the stuff that I did when I was a kid, and I'm proud of them. Okay, coming off a lot to talk about here, and wanted to catch up with you. Hadn't gotten to talk to you in about, 2 weeks now. And so, first, I'll just throw it out this way. When I look at, because this audience has heard me since I got back Friday and through now, questioning, once again, I have to reset this. I don't want fentanyl in the country. I don't want drugs in the country. I don't want people overdosing. I don't want the cartels in control. I don't like the cartels. I want to put them all in prison. You know, if they shoot back, I hope we shoot them. But I am worried about conducting operations in international waters with where we can't be 100% sure we have the right boat. And on top of that, when John Bolton likes something or Lindsey Graham likes something, it's usually a tell for me that I don't. And Bolton stuff and now Lindsey Graham being for something, that solidifies. I don't even have to go check the Constitution. That solidifies my opinion on this.
Yeah, and I'm checking the Constitution because this is one where, you know, it's sort of the question is, if a drug runner dies in the Gulf of Mexico, does anyone care? And the answer may be no.
Yeah, I don't care for them. I want the drug runner dead. I don't really care. It's just there's a bigger question.
But it is, does the Constitution still apply? And the answer of, well, the Constitution only applies territorially, so... you know, we can do whatever we want anywhere outside of the United States. That's not the right answer. That to me is very concerning. And the more I look at this, I don't see a clear authorization for use of military force. That's AUMF.
That's what I was talking about the other day, because people said, well, you know, they're designated as a terrorist group, but, you know, declaring war. But even during the GWAT, we were under an authorization of military force, not a declaration of war.
Right. And this is a situation where it's not really clear what congressional authorization of force. And when I say that, I'm talking proactive force, meaning you don't have to wait until you can always engage in self-defense. Right. But this isn't that. It's very clearly not that. And one of the hypotheticals that I'm running is, again, take Trump out of the equation here. If Barack Obama decided to blow up boats that had firearms being shipped to the United States, okay? Not associated with drugs at all. Let's just say they're firearms. We don't know whether it was a small arms manufacturer or some ne'er-do-wells who's just handy with some machinery, but there's guns that look like they're headed to the United States, and Barack Obama decides, well, those guns could make their way into the hands of criminals in the United States, and therefore we're going to blow up the boat. I think the fact pattern there is very similar to the one here, and either they're enemy combatants under at least some congressional authority, or you're talking about civilian law enforcement. That's how we handle things like drugs in the United States. And, you know, this notion of, well, if the president by executive order designates something a terrorist organization, then he can sort of bootstrap drug running into this. I just don't see it. I mean, the ducks aren't in a row there. And the question I have is, I'm looking at these surveillance videos, right? Which tells me you can not only surveil, but track and put pinpoint arms onto these targets. So what's the need to blow them up when you can clearly just apprehend?
Right. And if they refuse to be apprehended, then yeah. If they decide to say we're going to fight back, then you know what? Make them room temperature. I got no problem.
Right. Nobody has any problem with that, and that's clearly legal. You know, but this idea of I'm going to blow you up first and then ask questions. Well, we didn't even do that, because on one of these there were survivors. And if our concern is these are enemy combatants that we need to apprehend, we didn't even seem to care. And that to me is why nobody is sympathetic towards these guys. Nobody believes that these are innocent fishermen. But the problem is we still have to have a rule of law. The idea of, well, Trump's now kind of this Judge Dredd figure who can, you know, blow up bad guys. That's just not how the Constitution works. I mean, our government is not a movie. And we need to look at this stuff and say, well, where's the authorization for Trump to do this thing? And if we don't have a clear answer to that question, then it's probably not okay for him to do it, no matter whether you like the outcome or not.
Okay. And by the way, you threw out too much bait for me not to bite here. You know, because I could say on the Obama thing, in your analogy, well, he would, you know, pretty famous for drone bombing, you know, missions out there. And also, he probably would let the guns come in so they could do a fast and furious thing with them. And, move them back across the border. I'm following it. I just, those two pieces of bait I couldn't not hit.
And the issue with drugs is unique, because we say, well, fentanyl kills people.
It does.
Well, it does. But it's kind of like in the same way guns kill people, that you have to do something with it, right? And the idea that drug dealers are they're these terrible people, that we know that they don't care about the harms inflicted, but that, you know, if we're going to accept the notion that you can just unilaterally declare somebody a criminal and execute them, you can do that with drugs, you could do it with guns, you could do it with all these other things. It really just concerns me, because there's just no clear legal theory here.
Yeah, and that's the problem, too. This is why when I get in the First Amendment discussion and I'm defending something that's unpopular speech, people, you know, say, well, you can't defend that. You can't. I said, I don't like the thing. I like the Constitution, right? It's you have to remove it from the thing. I want the drug dealers dead. That doesn't bother me. It bothers me that we will lose more of what made our republic great when we do this. That is the worry. And you know what? If we're going to be on any kind of footing to be able to say to other countries, you can't be, you know, Iran's out there blowing boats out of the water. Well, then they can say the same thing about us now.
Yes, and I think that's the concern here, and I get it. It's so unsexy to be like, we are a nation of laws and not of men. I understand why that's not the answer people want, but it's the one people need, because the moment that this becomes, I'm going to blow up the drug dealers, and now somebody else is going to blow up the gun runners, and then we're just blowing up what we decide we don't like, then it gets to, well, are we going to blow up, you know, certain ethnic groups? Are we going to blow up certain religious groups? You know, I think Southern Poverty Law Center may have been declared a terrorist group. Is it okay to do stuff like that when all you got to do is the executive of the United States says, this is a terrorist group, now I can do what I want? That doesn't really work for me.
I don't know if you've been following the naval assets that have been deployed offshore, heading to Venezuela, some already there, some going in. I think the follow-on story there, I do think it's interesting. You know, there's a lot of talk about, oh, you know, putting U.S. troops in Venezuela, like on land and doing all this. Lord knows, I hope nothing like that happens. But I do like the flex that Trump has here while meeting with Xi on the Asian tour to say, hey, I know you got a little bit of influence in the Americas, but look at this. You know, this may be more about, less about Venezuela, more about China. I don't know. There's a lot of naval assets. I mean, just what they admitted to. I read through it yesterday. Carrier groups and everything going off the coast of Venezuela. I think that may be a message for China.
Yeah, it might be. I mean, and the bottom line is I do believe that American military force is best when we project it and don't have to use it. And, you know, I hope that these regimes that are kind of loony see that and say, you know, if Congress says, hey, we're going to go to war with you, it's not going to be a very long war. And that's the kind of thing that we got to seriously think about. But again, I wonder where MAGA land is on this stuff. You know, I wonder where MAGA land is on, hey, y'all remember you didn't like the establishment that wanted to do regime change and stuff like that. Are we still like against that? Like, because that was kind of a Bush thing, or now that Trump wants to do it and is talking about replacing regimes in South America, that's cool? I don't know. Somebody help me out here.
All right. Here we are in day whatever. I don't even have my calendar in front of me, but we've been shut down a while. It's starting to get some dust on this shutdown. What do you see happening? I mean, we're looking at, you know, next week, beginning of another time people expect paychecks and all that not coming in. We got the military not getting paid. Of course, the big conversation around the country and here at Alabama, SNAP benefits. Do you think somebody blinks?
Democrats will blink. I think
we're okay. What's your prediction? The odds maker here. When do they blink?
I think they have to blink in the next week, and at least seven of them will. And that's what the Republicans need, because the Republicans. I was listening to Mike Johnson this morning, and they have an eminently reasonable position. It is, we are extending a short-term CR that's effectively Biden spending levels to get through this year, so we can kind of figure out what's next. That's the total Republican position. It's not even particularly conservative. It's just, here's what we're doing, and they've been very good at methodically saying, here's what we're doing. We just want to do a CR. It's clean. These guys have voted for it. But right now, Democrats are the activists. They're the ones trying to say the pain you're feeling, government employees, unions, all that sort of stuff, it's worth it. Trust us. And those unions are now saying, no, get to the table. The big union, I think it's based there in Virginia, is telling their senators, yeah, let's open the government and then figure out the rest of the stuff. And Republicans have no incentive to blink. They are not going to look at this and say, you're blaming us because we have a clean CR. I think it's Democrats. I think it's this week, because this week will set a record. This will be the longest shutdown on
Is it 37 days?
It's 30-something days.
Yeah.
I can't remember, but we will set the record here very shortly if Democrats don't come to their senses. But they don't seem to be coming, and the polling is suggesting that Republicans in Congress are becoming more popular, so that should tell them what's going on.
All right. People want to get some cast netting tips, continue this discussion, maybe even discussion of Alabama football. How do they find you out there?
at D. Cameron Smith on the X Machine. That is the easiest, best way. Go listen to Wasted Bacon, Ballad of Davy Crockett. Have some fun, y'all.
Good stuff, man. Thanks for filling in for me.
Thank you, dude.
Bye. All right, there goes Cameron Smith, and we're coming right back. More of Midday Mobile. Your calls and texts next at 343-0106.
Is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:25 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. Coming up in just a little bit, Erica Thomas from 1819 News. Let me grab a couple texts here. Heywood, did Cameron just say guns kill people? No, he did not. Oh, you think he did say that? Well, he did not mean that. He was talking about the fact that it's not the guns that would be in that boat, that it is his analogy there, that Obama would be bombing. It wouldn't be the guns that kill the people. Right. So he may have said it. I know what he meant. Known him a long time. He's on that same page with us, which, by the way, too, see the story here over at 1819 about what they're thinking about doing in Montgomery. This goes back. Maybe we could pull up the audio. The headline here, ABC board calls on lawmakers to consider restrictions on free alcohol entertainment districts after downtown Montgomery shootout. Remember we talked about it after that shootout, and I asked in that entertainment zone, who did the shooting? We asked, did the nachos at the restaurant do the shooting? Everybody said, no. Did the beer do the shooting? No. The people did the shooting. But the ABC board, I mean, come on. The problem is not the shootouts. It's not the alcohol. So if they can't have a beer in their entertainment district, then they're not going to shoot. Come on. Where's the... All right. Jerry said, Jerry in Fort Morgan, I would definitely enjoy smoking the SPLC members. Smith, that's an awesome idea. I would not. Jerry, I don't, like, I could dislike people and not want them shot. Yeah, I do not sign on to that. Jason, Sean, I believe the situation with Trump eliminating the drug runners is him keeping a promise to the families of overdose victims that he spent a lot of time with during the campaign. It's an overall positive and saves American lives, in my opinion. Like I said, this is a fair debate. You know, at the core, I agree. I mean, I don't want somebody say Friday, like, well, you must want the drug. I don't want the drugs in. No. I just have a question about constitutionality. But the end result of not having drugs in the country, I'm for that part. Unnamed texter, the people on the drug boats are constricted into drug running. It's probably better. Maybe conscripted, do you think? I don't know if you met the people on the drug boats, let's just say conscripted, into drug running. It's probably better they don't survive for their family's sake. Narcos is for real. There's one of the few shows I've seen some of, not all the episodes, but not good at sitting still and watching TV. But that Narcos thing was good. The stuff I watched, it was interesting. Derek, my ultimate thesis, the chess game has been going on for a while. Pieces are moving as assets and commodities are secured by any means necessary. Everyone knows, barring some unforeseen circumstance, war is coming. Countries are securing hard assets because they all know a new world order is on the horizon. Venezuela is our oil for the hemisphere. We don't need permission or forgiveness to take it. If might makes right, multiple conflict zones with no resolution possible are the only temporary. Each side is choosing its teammates. Nothing new. We've done this every 80 to 100 years. War is a natural state of man. Say this, out of the oil out there, Venezuela's is pretty, by people in the oil world, like Jay King and stuff, they'll come on the show with me. It's not the best oil coming out of Venezuela, but didn't President Trump sign something to do more drilling in Anwar? We have resources here if we can drill them. Let's see. Let's see. Matt. Hey, Sean. Glad to have you back, man. By the way, I said this was going to go over 4 weeks, so I'll be cashing in on my All-Star if anyone wants to meet me at the local Waffle House. Yes, Matt did make that call. I thought it was going to be like 6 days. I was absolutely wrong. So, Matt, you're right. We'll see. What Cameron says he thinks is this week. It sounded like he said this week. The pressure gets ramped up. I think next week, beginning of a month, we'll definitely put some pressure. This texture, unnamed texture, I think. Fentanyl is not like a gun. Terrible comparison. Most people know what a gun does. If fentanyl is indiscriminately put in what people are using and it kills them, yet not the same. Point made, unnamed texter. That one's deep. That's a decent point. Let's see. Michael, was America on sound legal footing to attack Iran or any other designated foreign terrorist group? Another unnamed texture. Drug runners do not enjoy the protections of the Constitution. All right, I'll try to get back to some of these, but we'll talk to Erica here coming up next, right after the news.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Time to check in with my buddy Anna at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. And first of all, Anna, let's talk gold and silver prices. What's happening today?
Well, the gold actually started to come back up again. It was over 4,000. It's coming back down this morning again. And then silver shot up about a dollar. And it's kind of still hanging around that same price.
And silver took a probably as a percentage a bigger drop than gold, didn't it?
Yeah, in my opinion, silver does better. I feel like you can make more with a silver short term than you can with gold. You know.
See, Anna says that because she Anna says that y'all because she knows I have silver and I don't have gold. Thank you for the thank you for the charity. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Let's talk about good time to buy. And one thing that we need to talk about too is like denominations, right? People go, okay, mm-hmm. Well, you're talking about gold being this much. I can't go buy a whole gold bar. You don't have to.
Yeah. We have fractional pieces. You can get small pieces like a half a gram to a gram. There's 2.5 grammers, 5 grammers, 10 grammers. Like there's all kinds of fractional coins that you can get as well, like quarter ounces, 1/10 ounces, half ounce gold pieces. So there's definitely options out there for just about any budget.
All right, let's talk about the jewelry side, because you said you were putting some new stuff in the case.
Yeah, I'm taking pictures and putting new stuff in the case. There's all kinds of necklaces, rings, silver, gold. I have a really pretty, personally, I favored this ruby cross in yellow gold that I'm about to put out in the case. Really pretty. I figured somebody might love that for Christmas.
See, already talking Christmas because you're responsible. All right, tell folks how to come check out, whether it's precious metals, jewelry, all the gift ideas, how they find you.
We're at 2204 Government Street in Midtown Mobile. We're just a block west of Little Flower Catholic School and Church.
Thanks, Anna.
Thank you.
All right. There goes Anna at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Yeah, they already got their Christmas stuff out. Christmas. Wow. Okay. Let's see here. We can grab some text. Try to make sure I'm at the right one here. I appreciate all the text. Just got to keep. Maybe I have something that, when I hit one already, it'll change the color or something. I have to work on that. All right. I think I had this one. Drug runners do not enjoy the protections of the Constitution. Okay. Got that one. B-Dark said, Sean, alcohol is a mind-altering substance. Firearms are not. I don't know, B-Dark. Have you ever shot full auto? It's pretty awesome. I mean, It's worth at least like three of the big beers. You shoot full auto, it gets you that kind of pretty darn fun. So I would say there might be a tie, and then except for full auto, I think it is mind altering because you're grinning so much. It's so dang fun. Let's see. Haywood said, I do not advocate killing of the drug runners, but the way we have approached the drug problem has not worked in my lifetime. Perhaps a new tactic is needed. Now, that one, just like somebody had texted earlier, you make some good point. Like, I will argue that the war on drugs as it's been prosecuted all my lifetime, Haywood, probably we're about the same age, it's not worked. You know, we got one problem, too. We've got a demand issue. I do worry that it's a, no matter what we do, as long as there's a demand, it'll figure, that doesn't mean not do anything. So, once again, but as long as there's a demand, there's people out there to figure out how to get it in, right? I think closing the border, like President Trump did, has made a big difference, slowed it down big time. But they're finding other ways to get in. And it's not let the boats come in. And what Cameron and I were talking about is you interdict them. And if they decide they're not, you know, not coming to heel and they're going to shoot back, they kill them. It's just the target. It's the same issue with some of the drone strikes, right? Like, do you know who you're getting? Michael said on this, y'all are trying too hard to make this a constitutional crisis. Constitution protects Americans from American government overreach. It does, but we also have a set of laws on how we engage outside our borders, too. And I know that stuff gets lost in the weeds. Declaration of war, authorization of military force. I mean, but these things are important going forward. If we establish and the Congress votes on it, then okay. Let's see. Butter Knife said, Sean, if we can arrest someone standing outside of Home Depot because they look Mexican, why can't we blow up drug runners? Well, I disagree with both of those things, Butter Knife. That's why I'm the annoying opinion guy, because I don't like either of those things. If you're in the country illegally, pick you up and kick you out. But just because you look a certain way, that doesn't mean you're... I get frustrated with that, too. So, let's see. Captain Doug said, I believe the White House has learned from the past to have their P's and Q's in order before taking on an operation such as drug operation currently going on. Oh, I'm sorry. I missed one earlier, too. Okay, let me go back to the beginning. Sorry, Captain Doug. Listening to your conversation with Cameron Smith just a few minutes ago in regards to blowing up drug boats, my question to you is, who in the news world is privy to any intel that the government is getting that makes their decision to go after a given boat? Do you have any intel reports that before destroying a targeted boat, that a reasonable attempts were made to stop the given boat from running, leaving only option is destroying it? It's disturbing that you continue along the conversation line you are on about this subject. We do not have all the information, so such talk as this can be creating issues that may play in a manner that clears the Trump efforts to stop the drug trade. Oh, I don't think what I'm saying here on FM Talk 106.5 is going to stop that, the policy. This texter says, I bet it's much cheaper to shoot the engines with a 50 cal and send them back versus a Sidewinder missile. Well, don't get me started on that either, too. I hope we are building less expensive drones to use in our military, because we saw it with the Houthis. They would be using like a $25,000 drone, and we're using a, you know, over $1 million missile to shoot it down. I mean, that's bad times. Oh, and B-Dark responded here, said, yes, Sean, I guess B-Dark, she shot automatic two times, but I wasn't drinking. Oh, I wasn't drinking either. No, B-Dark, I'm saying, but it's a mind-altering experience, isn't it? When you run a couple magazines through, it's a joke, B-Dark. It's okay. This from Derek, saying this is about drugs is equal to saying that we went into Iraq for weapons of mass destruction. Now, I do believe, and I said it yesterday, I'm saying it to Cameron there, I do believe President Trump's idea here, I'm just guessing. So somebody was saying earlier, no, I don't have any inside classified information. But I think the secondary, or maybe the primary effect here, maybe secondary, is dealing with drugs coming out of Venezuela. I think primary might be, as he's meeting with Xi, he's on the Asian tour. Hey, China, I know you're tough guys. You do your stuff here in the South Pacific, and you're making your islands and bases and threatening the Philippines and, you know, obviously the constant threat of taking Taiwan over. But do you see what we just rolled up in our hemisphere? Do you see that? You know, the Chinese Navy has more ships than we do. Our ships are better. I think there's some, I like it. like, and what'd they say in that story? They were steaming over to Venezuela, which is like the old, you know, for ships moving. I like it. I just picture like Steamboat Willie, but they're steaming over there. But I mean, the carrier Gerald Ford, it's a whole strike group, all these ships there. I think that's a little, you know, Xi's meeting with Trump, you know, when that happens in the back of his mind, he's going to have seen the intel briefing on what we've brought to off the coast of Venezuela. All right. Pat says lowering the supply will eventually make the demand go down. If we run out of toilet paper for a year, by the time we started getting it again, we wouldn't need it. No, it's because another something else would pop up, right? This is a sad thing that human beings, since the word go, I talked about somebody I worked with many decades ago. I said, well, you know, if there weren't drugs around, they would just hit themselves in the head with a rock to get a buzz. Charles says, Coast Guard's been shooting motors offshore for years. If the intel is right, I say, let them drone fire away. And this unnamed texter said, where is it? The cost of drones and weaponry is absolute proof that the military-industrial complex is screwing the taxpayers. Listen, this is one we've talked about before. I would love to see, as we're incentivizing business and things done in the United States. And of course, I like it to be in Alabama and South Alabama, but a factory investment to make the cheaper is not the right word, because you'll be like, oh, they're not chintzy. I'm just like we've got Reaper drones, all that. We have these drones, but you don't have to look any further than what Ukraine has done fighting against Russia. You can use some value priced drones out there to combat way more expensive weapons. I mean, this could be, and I'd love to see us producing them here stateside. Wouldn't that be awesome? They were like, okay, we see where the way warfare is going now. We're going to start producing drones that, I don't know, cost the Pentagon. I mean, I don't think they're going to have like DJI Maverick 2s or anything, but I mean, you know, something that's $5,000, $6,000. If, you know, if they're using, instead of having to use a missile every time to shoot something like that down, I think that would be good. And think about the production here stateside. Maybe another company that's not already the big players in there, although I think they're probably ramping up their production, but somebody do get in the business. All right, coming right back. More Midday Mobile, 343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 1250 FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. Good time now to check in with our friend Erica Thomas from 1819news.com. Hello, Erica.
Howdy, Sean.
Hey, any update on Ranger School? What's happening?
He has not been to school in a couple of weeks. I actually texted and asked how he was doing. I've just been home a lot, thankfully. I haven't had to go out of town or really do a lot other than, you know, in Baldwin County, Mobile County. And so I haven't had him in school for a couple of weeks. Because
so he's truant. So he's a truant now. He's going to be busted on dog truancy.
Yeah, and it's my fault, you know, irresponsible mom.
Yep.
Letting him play hooky. And so, yeah, that's where we are. My mom and dad are coming down this week, so he won't be going. They love playing with their grand dog.
Okay. When he ends up, you know, in trouble down the road, I will remind you of the conversations here in, you know, in October of 2025, you know, when you didn't have him in school. I'm just saying.
It'll all trace back to this moment. Okay. I know better.
Good. Well, let's mark this one down. All right. Over at 1819news.com, you got a lot of stories up, but of course this one probably getting the most clicks, but I am not just interested because it's this story, but I do want to know what's next. Your headline here: court appearance pushback for woman arrested at the Doe Kings protest wearing the penis costume. So what's the latest on the Fairhope phallus? What's happening here?
Yeah, so we have to remember innocent until proven guilty, but Gina Renee Gamble, 62, of Fairhope, she was 61 when she was arrested a couple of weeks ago at that
Happy
Doe
birthday.
Kings protest.
Happy
birthday. This is hanging over her head. But unfortunately, she was going to have a court appearance next week. It was supposed to be November 5th. And there was a lot of people that are getting behind her to support her who were planning on going to that. I was planning on going to that just to kind of hear details about what happened, report back to people who couldn't make it. But they moved that court appearance back to January 7th, and that is her initial court appearance. So she will not even have an initial court appearance until January 7th, 2026. And the reason why is her defense attorneys are asking for discovery materials from the city of Fairhope. So that could be probably dash cam video, that sort of thing. Well, the city, it takes time for them to get all of that stuff together. So basically the attorneys on both sides agreed, you know, we need more time to prepare for this initial court appearance. And so the judge agreed and allowed that to happen. Meanwhile, you know, there's just this big story out there. I mean, this has been on the national headlines. It's been on late night TV. It's been all over the place. This lady allegedly was the person on video being arrested in a penis costume, like a Halloween costume, I guess, is what it
right.
It was made for. And she had a sign that said, "No dictator."
Kind of funny.
Yeah, I mean, there's been so many puns and plays on words and, you know, things over this story. It just keeps happening. So just one after the other.
listen to the voice of Erica Thomas. It keeps happening. I got a report on this. It keeps happening.
People just keep, you know, coming up with different things to say about this story, and it's funny. People are laughing, but at the same time, this is two charges. This woman, they're misdemeanor charges, so it's not serious charges, but resisting, you know, it's disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. And resisting arrest, I mean, she's on video on the ground, you know, fighting off police, not really complying with what they're saying. And that's a dangerous situation to be in, you know, with the public there. And I've requested the booking photo from this arrest. And the city of Fairhope absolutely refuses to release that. You know, at first they said, well, she might go for youthful offender status. Well, she's 62 years old, so she's not doing that. And then they said, well, we don't release misdemeanor mugshots, okay, but I'm actually requesting this public document. So I've put in a couple of formal media requests just to get the mugshot, because this is a person that was charged in the city of Fairhope. People have the right to view that and see who she is. She was resisting arrest from police, allegedly. But the city of Fairhope absolutely refused. They basically told me I need to go to court if I want to see this mugshot, which is very strange to me. I don't really know what's going on. You know, police release these public documents all the time, but they are refusing to do so. So we'll see what happens with that. But
just the mugshot, not even.
Yeah.
In that, I mean, I don't, you're the expert in that, but in that public record,
it's a public document for sure. It should be a public record, but they can use different reasons not to release those sort of things. What they have to release is the first page of the police report, and they did send me that. And they were, you know, forthcoming with information on this at the beginning. I'm not sure if a threat of a possible lawsuit for, you know, some people have said that the arrest was infringement of the First Amendment rights of this woman. I don't know if that's why they are all of a sudden closed off, or if they're just sticking to that policy that they don't release misdemeanor mugshots, which they can definitely say that's what it is all day long. I don't know what that is about, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Okay, so if you, we have to wait till January, what'd you say it was? It's now January something, early January?
Yeah, it'll be January 7th, 2026.
All right. It's been delayed till then. All right. Y'all will read more about that story and a whole lot more Erica's reporting on. Where do they go? How do they find more of what you're reporting on?
Well, you can always go to 1819news.com. If you want to connect with me, you can email erica.thomas at 1819news.com. Don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter as well. You can get our top stories every day, but we don't send a bunch of emails, so you can just go ahead and subscribe your email and see what we're talking about.
Okay, and if they want to reach out to you directly on social media, where do they go?
You can catch me on X, it's at Erica T News.
All right, there is the truancy mom, Erica Thomas, from 1819
Thank
News.
Thank you so much. God bless. And happy Halloween, everyone.
Oh, that's right. Are the dogs dressing up as anything?
I won't put them through that. No, they're not going to do that. I mean, I did dress Ranger up as a banana at PetSmart, but...
but you're not putting them through anything? You just did.
No, we weren't going to a protest or anything, so I didn't leave the store with the costume, but...
I wonder if there'll be pets in small penis... well, save that conversation for another day. Happy Halloween to you. Yeah.
Thank you so much. You too.
Okay, there goes Erica, and we're coming back. Another hour of Midday Mobile, 343-0106. 343-0106. My buddy, and an awesome American, great human being, but don't let him know I said that. Retired Army Major Bryant Knight is going to join us, and it starts off even days early. A Veterans Month here at FM Talk 106.5 with our interviews all November long with local veterans. Oh, I got some emails this week from some of y'all getting you on the list as well. Good stuff. All right, news is next, and we'll be right back.